What is up? This is Josh Trent. This is Wellness and Wisdom. It's a podcast where, as always, we nourish these five sides of ourself. You know the ones I'm talking about. The mental, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, and the financial. All the things that we signed up to be the master of or be in mastery of here on planet Earth. You know, we call this the Wellness Pentagon. We're here to expand our knowledge today in an AMA where we talk about Wetiko in partnership. How do we navigate the darkness in ourselves? How do we go through cancer and get the right healing that we need? And also, what are the myths around mold testing? Mara, we have a really cool, very, almost like a potpourri. We have a very mixed bag today on the AMA. I'm here with Mara, our content manager, our co-host. Mara, how are you doing today out in Azores in the middle of the beautiful ocean?
I don't think life could get any better, really. I'm just really... really happy to be here and now. And I was just thinking, I have this whiteboard on my wall, and like a month ago I wrote what's next on it because I've removed everything, and then I just wrote down what's next. And I was, this whole time, this one thought was coming to me, and it was, why did I write that? Like, why not what's right now? And so today I've wrote down what's right now and crossed out what's next. And I was like, this is it. Like, I'm focusing on what's right now, being present.
I love that. Look, there's a couple reasons why I love that the most. The first one is that whenever I find myself being anxious, it's because I forgot about how awesome this current moment is. So your whiteboard reminded me and all of us, thank you for that, to just be right here. You know, Ram Dass and many spiritual teachers from ancient and contemporary times, they've all told us the same thing, right? Be here now. This is the gift that we are meant to unwrap. But why do you think that is? Before we get into all these things, by the way, that in some way are related to, all the things we're going to talk about today in the AMA are related to anxiety and depression, either in root form or in tertiary form, secondary form. But why do you think that is, Mara? I'm just curious, riffing with you right now before we dive into this AMA. Why do you think that is, that we pull ourselves consciously or unconsciously out of the present moment as if some other time other than now is better? What is that all about for us?
Ooh, I think there are many reasons why we do that. But I think one of the biggest ones might be that it's a protective mechanism. It's just easier to escape and go into the future or into the past and to be right here and now and feel everything that we don't want to allow ourselves to feel. That could be one.
I would agree. Look, we are set up here. A healer once told me, and I can't say their name because I didn't ask them for permission. I'll just share this piece. She said to me once in Encinitas, Josh, we're in the devil's playground. This is a place that we have all signed up to be, but not everything on earth is love and light. Not everything on earth is good vibes only. So it's really important that you and I and all of us, Mar, understand that we are here to navigate the Wetiko, the dark energy. It's a beautiful question that Jackie asked one of our audience members that we're going to unpack in depth today. So if any of y'all out there have been experiencing depression or anxiety, just know they're pulling you back to center. But the only way your soul can get the wisdom embodied that it's been seeking is for you to do the work. Doing the work is the hardest part. It's super easy to listen to a podcast like this today, get super inspired, get a ton of wisdom, and then do fucking nothing and do nothing with it. Don't do that, okay? We're going to give you some strategies, some practical tactics so you can actually embody this and use it in your life. Mar, let's dig right in. Now, before we get into this AMA, Mar, how cool is it that we have almost 60 or maybe even more products in our store page? Look, y'all, this is an advertisement. I'm going to be straight up with you. But the advertisement is that you're already listening here for free. The show is always going to be free, yet you pay nothing to listen. But if you are already buying wellness products and you are already getting EMF mitigation, skincare, clothing, food, everything and anything from the top of your head to your toes, head over to joshtrent.com/store. I cut out the middleman. I bring you the best deals. I save you time. I save you money. So if you're already purchasing things for your wellness, support the show. Support yourself, your family, your friends, and your wallet by heading over to joshtrent.com/store. Now, Mar, you actually built the store page. There's some really cool stuff in there. Is there anything you have used personally?
So what I've tried is Mana Vitality, and it's an amazing supplement that just replenishes your body with so many essential nutrients. I really love that one.
It's literally my everyday. We're not recording this as a video today, but I'm going to take one of these. So Mana Vitality, Shilajit and Marine Mineral Liquid Supplement. So what is in here? What is in the mana? It's Shilajit and Ormus, literally. The highest point in the earth, the Himalaya Mountains, is where Shilajit is formed. It's concentrated plant matter. If you think about it, Mar, it's really cool. I love the science of Shilajit. It's concentrated plants that have been fed by the sun that hide behind rocks in these big black tar-looking octagons. Have you ever seen clips of David and Brad from Mana actually harvesting with their hand the mm-hmm. Shilajit?
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it? It looks like something out of a science fiction movie. But it's real. It's concentrated sunshine that gives your body more light. Same thing with the Ormus. It's the lowest point in the earth. The Dead Sea is where they search the Ormus, mm-hmm. the sea ocean mineral plasma. When you combine the highest and the lowest points in the earth with all of the great bioavailable nutrients that your body doesn't get from normal food, you start getting more light. You start feeling freaking amazing. I have been doing 2 packets of Mana in the morning for a long time, over a year since I had David and Brad on the show. So yeah, check that out at joshtrend.com/store. Okay, let's get into our first question today. I already touched on it a little bit. It's how to navigate with Tico in partnership. And this is from Jackie. Marge, I've seen Jackie comment on a lot of our Instagram. Jackie, thank you for being such a loyal listener and somebody who really cares about their own wellness. First of all, before we even get into this, before we started working together, Mar, did you ever even hear of Wetiko? Did you know what Wetiko was?
No. I first heard about it in the episode with Paul Levy.
Yep. And when you first heard about it, did you say to yourself, wow, that's definitely been in my life before? Or were you like, no, this is bullshit?
No, it's definitely been in my life. I just didn't know there was this term for it. And I didn't understand the dynamics of it. So how Paul described it in the episode, I feel like it really just gave me another perspective on it and just made it make sense to me.
Yeah, Paul is a master. 40 years of Tibetan monastery work and meditation work will do that to you. It's your daily reminder to take your daily symbiotic from Seed, the hands-down highest quality gut health support supplement I've found on planet Earth in over 20 years in wellness. It's true that my health and your health is not only the food that we eat, it's what we absorb. Current research shows that almost 90% of people in the world have some form of leaky gut. The Seed DSO1 that I pop every single morning supports a myriad of scientific terms that I can't even pronounce, but I know they support digestive health, gut barrier integrity, gut immune function, and so much more. And our friends over at Seed gave you and I 25% off our first purchase. Just head over to joshtrent.com/seed and use the code in all caps, 25JoshTrent. That's joshtrent.com/seed and use the code 25JoshTrent in all caps to get 25% off your first order. Let's listen to Jackie's question. I think all of us can really resonate with this universal human experience of showing up in relationship the way that we don't want to show up.
I am curious to hear how you navigate the shadow, or rather the Wetiko, when pushing up against edges in your partnership with your beloved. I find that when my triggers are triggered, when my shadow is triggered, I like get into the Wetiko, and it literally sometimes can be so engulfing that I'm just this emotional wreck, and I like just how I perceive everything is so such a delusion and not reality. So anyways, then it seems like it takes a few days to like get out of that. And then there's that like sense of guilt and shame for my behavior. Although I do pull back and I do the work, I think I'm doing the work, but like that subconscious belief is so big, whatever that might be, unworthy of love, fear of being hurt. So anyways, I'm just curious, when you and Carrie get in those spots where you are experiencing that bigness, how do you move through that? How do you navigate that? And how do you show up better?
What a great question. So let's start with this false dichotomy that not just Teal Swan has brought up, But I want to say, in many words or less, probably 200 or more guests that have been on the show. And it's this concept of holding two worlds, right? So how do you navigate Wetiko in partnership? The very first thing that you do is you identify that Wetiko is within you. It's within all of us, by the way. A great resource for this is Paul Levy, episode 503, joshtrend.com/503, where Paul teaches us about these two worlds. And this is what I want to say, because this is actually probably the most complex question we have here. Because when it comes to emotions or spiritual malady or anything about human behavior, it's not always perfectly quantifiable to be able to explain or even decipher human behavior. So a great jumping off point for this would be, Jackie, can you hold two worlds? Can you hold one world of compassion and understanding for yourself, that this trigger feels so fucking intense that it takes over your nervous system, that it takes away your breath, that all of a sudden you're behaving like your mother or your father and you're screaming at your significant other or your boyfriend, and you pull back from that and realize, wow, who was that? Who was within me that just treated the person I love like that? I mean, Mark, can you relate to this? Have you ever been in a fight and you say something and you're like, wow, that was my mom and my dad coming through me?
Oh yeah, so many times in my life.
This is just a human experience. We don't always treat the people we love with the most care. And we give ourselves far, far, far too much grace when it comes to how much we share vocally and energetically our love with that person. And so I think, yes, it's good to give ourselves grace and understanding. And it's also really beautiful to give ourselves truth and tough love. We have an episode coming out next week with Mark Groves and Kylie. And Mark talks about this concept of coming to truth. So if you don't understand the truth within yourself, then you'll never be blessed with the agency of having choice. In other words, Jackie, if you can't hold the world of knowing the Wetiko inside of yourself and going deep into the truth of the darkness that's within you, because it's within all of us, by the way, this isn't about shame or blame, then you'll never have the agency or the power to be able to choose how you want to treat your partner in those moments. I'll pause there because I want to let that land for all of us. Has anybody ever been in a relationship where you start yelling at your man or your woman who you love so much, and then you realize it wasn't actually that person that made you angry? It was what you made mean about their behavior or what they said that made you angry. And this is really the core aspect that I want to share here. And by the way, this is my work. This is Mar's work. This is all of our work, is to be able to understand how to hold these two worlds. Now look, this concept isn't easy. It's simple because on one hand, you have the world of love, peace, unity, equanimity. On the other hand, you have disconnection, malice, hatred, judgment. Can you hold both of those two worlds? Because I'm going to be honest with you, Jackie, both of those worlds are within you. Whether you want to admit it or not, they're there. And I think it's really about developing a life path and a purpose for self-growth, that you start loving these parts of yourself, start loving the Wetiko inside yourself. There's many more aspects we're going to dig into today, but I want to take a breath because that needs to land. It needs to land for you, Jackie. It needs to land for me as I say it out loud. And it needs to land for all of us. Can we hold the two worlds of dark and light, of love and fear, of really being out of our center in anxiety or being out of our center in depression? However you want to describe it for yourself, whatever words you want to use, there are just moments in life where we act in a way that we know is not us, but also paradoxically, it is still us. So just take a big breath, put your hand on your heart. Breathe out judgment, let it go. And just commit to holding these two worlds. One of the things that I remember Paul said, it was so, so powerful in joshtrend.com/503, Wetiko, break free from collective mass psychosis, is that when you ask, what is Wetiko? Or when you ask, how can I heal my Wetiko? Encapsulated in the question itself is the answer. How do you get rid of, or how do you free yourself from, or how do you develop a relationship where Wetiko doesn't control you? Well, encapsulated in the question is the answer itself. You free yourself from Wetiko by knowing Wetiko. And for those of you that are hearing this concept for the first time, Wetiko is the Native American description of a mind virus. It's a virus of the mind where we literally get inhabited by either collective, epigenetic, generational, or present day trauma or fear. That's all that it is. Trauma or fear or hatred, the energies that are lower on the vibrational scale. All these are being shared between family members and shared between global communities. Wetiko is both global and personal and collective and also societal. So really, if you want to get rid of Wetiko, then really, Jackie, you get to understand Wetiko. That's the biggest part of this. Because essentially, and I want to feel how you feel about this more, triggers are teachers. They're teachers. But they aren't the totality of us. They aren't the core of our soul. They're here to expand our soul into higher consciousness. And by the way, Jackie and all of us, I promise I'm going to get to the tactical stuff, but it's really important that we pre-frame. I could just give you the tactical things and be like, hey, do these three things when you're triggered. It ain't going to work. You have to understand all the different aspects that these practical things stack upon. It's not about the how, and it's really not even about the why. It's just about the awareness that all of it is. That's what I'm going to share today. But what do you feel about this, that triggers are teachers? I think at first audible, Mar, somebody might hear that and they might say, well, what do you mean triggers are teachers? Like, this person triggers me.
Well, what are they teaching us, right? And I feel like everything always goes back to our consciousness, to becoming aware. And it's the same what she said about how do you address Wetiko. It's like the answer is already within it. It's like the moment you ask yourself what it is, you already are kind of dismantling it, right? And it's the same thing with ego and our consciousness. Once you become aware of the ego, you kind of let it disappear. And so I feel like our consciousness is the answer, and the triggers are our teachers, and they're teaching us to become aware of what's going on the inside. They're kind of a lesson for us to just look within and be like, okay, I can take a pause and I have a choice to either react or to react differently than I always do.
I think it's easy to forget that we're in a school for souls here. We're in a school for souls. And yes, it's an alliteration. Yes, it rhymes. It might sound kind of cool. Oh, we're in a school for souls. We actually are, though, because what is the point of life? I know we're getting very deep on this first question, but it's important because, look, if we're understanding human behavior and we're curious, because that's what I'm feeling from you, Jackie, there's such a beauty in your question. It's this curiosity about how do I love myself more? How do I understand myself more? How do I understand Wetiko, with the end result being, how do I love my man more? Or how do I love my woman more? Like, these are super genuine, very tender questions. Because you know why we feel that way, y'all, is that we've been on the other end. We've been on the receiving end of how it feels. All of us have. And that's why I feel like this is a school. A school is really a place for higher learning. I don't think schools right now in America, and Mar, I'm sure you can relate to this from your college experience, and I had a brief stint at a community college, and I just, in my soul, was like, hell no, this is terrible. I don't want to be an automaton. I do not want to be a cog in a wheel. But truly, a school is for higher learning. So the greatest learning, I think, that we can all get, Jackie, from your question here is, if you have a desired result that is more loving, that is more in your center, that is more in alignment with the life that you want to live, I think the beauty in your question is just this curiosity, this spark of curiosity. Getting curious is the starting place for all healing in self or in relationship. It is the ultimate threshold that all of us cross through. But Mar, you know what blocks curiosity is fear or anger or resentment or judgment. These are all the things that block curiosity. Like when you and I were, if we were young and we were playing in a sandbox and we were just enjoying our time at the playground, we would get over a fight or a wound in like 2 minutes. You ever watch kids play? They hurt each other, they cry, they hug it out, and they go back to the monkey bars, right? Like that's how they roll. So I think as adults, we just stack up so many memories that really get to be released. And I think the question for me is, if it takes a few days, Jackie, for you to repair, get curious, why? Why does it take a few days? How can you shorten the learning curve of your nervous system, of your emotional body, and really of the language frameworks? Because now we're going to get into the practical. I promised we'd get there, and we needed some time, Mar. We needed some time to really peel some of the layers. And by the way, we just peeled a few of them. There's many more. Another great resource for this, by the way, is the series with Paul Check. It's joshrin.com/allisgod. We went into a lot of the layers of Wetiko and human behavior. But let's get to the practical, y'all, because I know you are wanting to actually put this to work. So when it comes to repair, there's a few different systems. One is the nervous system, and we talk about this a lot in the Breathe program. So head over to breathwork.io to learn more about that. When you start to turn down the volume in the default mode in the network, in the brain, the ancient stem, right? The one that's the amygdala, the prefrontal cortex, the posterior cingulate, all of these ancient systems that are literally wiring you for fight or flight or flee or fawn, these are the parts of the brain that we want to turn down. Now, Jackie and all of us, when we're in relationship and our partner triggers us, which by the way, paradoxically, they don't trigger us, we trigger us from the way that we make their response feel or mean. But what I'm saying is when you start to use breathwork as a beacon to bring yourself back to center, I don't know, Mar, can you think of any other tool out there in the world? And I mean a healthy tool. I know like beer and drugs or unconscious sex can relax you and get you back to some kind of center. But can you think of another healthy tool besides breathwork that can bring you to an anchor place where then you can be more loving?
It's definitely number one because it's already within you. You don't need to outsource this anywhere else. You always have it with you anywhere you go.
It's the only lever we have that's voluntary and involuntary, right? And I mentioned some unhealthy things that people do. This is unfortunately what is being fed by media and fed by society that normalizes drinking, unconscious sex, unconscious behavior, which then, guess what? We bring that back to relationship and we never actually get to the root. So when you get to the root of repair, Jackie, get curious about why it takes a few days. How can you use breath work? How can you center yourself when your partner brings around the same old argument? The same old argument, that's the thing that rotates all the time. We're going to link two more resources here. One of them with Dr. Stan Tatkin, we're going to place in the show notes today. Phenomenal episode about relationship, Jackie. Huge resource for you or anybody that's navigating Wetiko and partnership. And also our episode with Allison Armstrong, which I believe you said that you used to be a frog farmer, Mar. That was you in the past, right? So we'll link those two episodes here because we get to get to the other two questions. We have two other great questions. Jackie, nervous system work. Number one, do that before you start to get practical. Do that before you start to get tactical. Develop a relationship with your breath. Then secondly, have a language system of nonviolent communication. So we actually practice this in our business. We actually practice this in our life because they're all the same thing. When someone brings you a complaint, when someone, even if their complaint is them yelling at you, take a breath. It sounds so simple, right? But it's not always easy because the hormonal cascade that's happening in our nervous system, the trigger that's happening, it's showing you where you're in jail. It's showing you where you're not free, to quote Peter Crone, who's been on the podcast. Life is going to bring you people and circumstances on whatever basis it needs to show you exactly where you're not free. And where you're not free is when your nervous system completely takes over and then your behavior is not loving. That's where you're not free. So get curious about that, do your breath work, and then have this system of nonviolent communication. Waylon Myers, one more resource. This is gonna be a really rich show notes page at joshtrend.com/629. That's where you're going to find all the resources today. Waylon Myers talked to me in Encinitas in his home when I was interviewing him. And he said, when it comes to nonviolent communication, the best thing you can do is you can extend the neck of the giraffe. He talked about nonviolent communication as us putting our neck out there, letting us be the one that's vulnerable, letting us be the one that's actually receiving our partner's complaint without trying to hit them back, without trying to be the serpent that bites the person who's sharing with us. So nonviolent communication is acknowledge what the person said, say what you heard, and then share what you're committed to creating afterwards. So a good example might be, hey babe, I hear that you have a trigger around me leaving my pants on the floor. You know what? I can totally understand how it would be challenging for you to see that on a continuous basis. I know how you were raised. I know that pants on the floor equal disrespect. would it be okay from now on if I just made a note to myself to pick up the pants before I leave for work? Would that be okay with you? And of course, they're going to say yes, right? But what I did was I mirrored the concern. I say out loud what I heard from them. I give them an actual acknowledgement of their feelings. And then lastly, I ask them for permission, or I tell them what I'm going to do so that I can really understand, so I can really give them compassion and really give them acknowledgement that my behavior is causing them stress. I mean, this just happened yesterday, Mar, with us, right? So this is like a normal thing in life. There's just moments where we have disconnect and no one's perfect. So language, nervous system first, language second, then get to the other things after that. There's so much more we can go into here, but I want to save time for the other two questions, y'all. So I hope that helped, Jackie. I hope you really felt in your heart that you are not alone, that Wetiko is in you, and that's okay, because the more you understand it and your curious, compassionate inquiry that you have is so beautiful, the more you get in relationship with your Wetiko, the less control it will ever have over you. That's the core of really your question. So it's really beautiful. Let's get to the next question, Mar. How do you pronounce her name? Is it Cherie or Cher?
As a non-English native speaker, I cannot answer that question.
Okay. All right. Let's get to Cherie.
Hi, Josh. If you had breast cancer, which would you use if you could only choose one? The infrared light therapy or the sauna? And your reason why? Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, Cherie, I just have such a soft spot for your voice. I can feel your journey. You remind me of my grandmother's that I've had. And you just touch a really beautiful spot in my heart. So thank you for having the courage to just ask that question. First and foremost, this is a disclaimer. Nothing we ever talk about on Wellness and Wisdom is ever medical advice, especially when it comes to a cancer journey, right? But here's what I will say, and this comes from Scott Jackson, who's been on the show, joshtrent.com/622. This comes from Zach Bush, who's been on the show. This comes from Scott Jackson, who we just had on the show, which honestly, Cherie, the most beautiful, powerful resource I think I can point you towards right now doesn't actually have anything to do with infrared light or with sauna. I think that's really a cover question. A cover question is where the meaning or the fear or the energy or the emanation point from the real desire is below the words that are used to cover the ego, essentially, not to call you out, we all have it. I've asked questions like this too. In other words, the ego is protecting us from the real answer that it wants because it's scared that the answer might be true or might be false. So this is a cover question. Hey, Josh, does infrared light or sauna help me more support a cancer healing journey? I want to be really gentle with you too, because like I said, I can feel your heart, Cherie, and I can have the most sincere compassion for the journey that you're on. I don't know what it's like to be on that journey. I don't, because I've never been on it. But what I can say from all the people we've had on the show, that the cover question you're asking points to a really deeper discovery. And the deeper discovery is, can I find homeostasis? Can I find the equilibrium in the feedback loop, the homeostatic feedback loop of all my organs, of all my nervous system, of my mind body, of my spirit and my soul? And there's harmony that is being requested by your system. Otherwise, the cancer would not be there. Again, I'm very respectful of your journey. I'm very compassionate of your journey. But what I will share is the red light or the sauna, these are great things. I don't think one is better than the other. I think really what these are doing is it's opening your mind and your heart up to new answers about why the cancer is there in the first place. Because the cancer is there in the first place because of something or someone that happened a long time ago. Typically it's 10 years or more. I've heard one of my mentors, Paul Check, say that cancer can take 10 years to form, but the origin of that cancer, either energetically, spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, it happens at a decade point and then we experience it much later. Look at Scott Jackson, Mar. He had really intense drug abuse in his 20s and 30s. And it wasn't until he got to his 50s that the cancer came around. And when I felt into Scott and his heart and his energy, it's like, yeah, sometimes it takes a decade or two for stuff to show up on our body or in our mind or in our heart. And so I think it's really beautiful, Cherie. And I want to say that if I had to choose, and again, this is not medical advice, I want to answer your cover question, and then I want to get to the deeper homeostasis. The infrared light, the photon light from Sauna Space, you can go over to joshtrent.com/sauna space. The code is Josh10, by the way, for any product there, which is a beautiful discount. You're not going to find a bigger discount online. But why I like the photon light is it actually penetrates deeper than the near, far, and mid-infrared on a traditional sauna. Also, it's less expensive, right? So if finances are an issue, the photon light penetrates deep into the tissue, actually hitting the bone, which increases mitochondrial activity. It helps with detoxification. The photon light is far superior than a traditional sauna. Now, is a traditional sauna healthy? Of course it is, right? There's detoxification potential. There's mitochondrial activity potential. But if I had to choose, if you're asking me, Cherie, for one, I would choose the infrared light. But isn't it funny that really what we're looking for here is we're looking for light. We're looking for light. So if you're looking for light in the body, I would go to wherever you feel intuitively, emotional inventory process-wise, that darkness is. If you're looking for light in your body, can you find wherever the darkness is first? Go into the dark parts. It's funny, actually, now that I'm realizing this, Mar, the first question was actually a setup for this second question. Jackie wanted to understand her Wetiko. Cherie wanted to understand how to get more light. We're all talking about the same thing here, y'all. Can you feel it? It's all the same. We're all trying to get back to center, back to homeostasis, and God, universe, spirit, higher power, it's all bringing us back to this understanding of, how do I just be at peace? How do I just be in the present moment? How do I just enjoy this time with my friend, or this time with my lover, or this time with my community? Like, how do I just be here fully and not be distracted by depression and anxiety and all these things? So, Cherie, so much compassion for your journey. Please go to joshtrent.com/525 and joshtrent.com/622. Those are amazing resources for you. And I'm wishing you so much vitality and healing on your journey. All right, let's get to our last question. This one's really interesting. Like I said, today's a mixed bag. This is from Dr. Ashley Beckman, and she's going to ask us a question about mold testing.
I'm wondering if you have checked to see if you've been exposed to toxic mold. I am Dr. Ashley Beckman, and I check this with all of my clients if I feel like there is need to, and I want to see if it's a piece of your health puzzle. I see it in over 90% of my clients, and it's the biggest driver that I have seen for root causes of mystery symptoms, autoimmune issues, and just feeling unwell. So I want to know if it's something you've looked into.
Okay, Dr. Ashley, great question. Look, there's a lot of myths around mold testing. Mar, out there in the ocean, there's probably buildings that have visible mold. Have you ever seen black mold? Do you know what it looks like?
Yeah, I've seen it. There's quite a lot on this island, actually, because the humidity is extremely high and usually it rains a lot as well. So there's not really enough time for the humidity to dry and recover. So everything is completely humid and moldy.
Yeah, mold's an interesting one. Dave Asprey, Luke Storey, many other people that I know, some of the biggest biohackers in the world have dealt with mold on a firsthand basis. I actually had Marcon's in my sinuses, and thank God for John Lawrence, who showed me that there was a Marcon's test where I could actually understand what was going on my sinuses. Here's the key point before we dive into the practicals, right? It's really important on these AMAs that y'all take this to heart. It's not always about the tactical, practical thing. It's more about the come from, the intention, and the setup. Combine those two, but don't be fooled, y'all. Don't do the practical stuff first. Understand the framework that the practicality sets on. Here's why I'm saying this. Everybody's exposed to mold all day long. There are literally billions and billions and billions of mold spores flying around your room right now. Like, mold is just a part of our life. It's not, are you exposed to mold? It's, can your nervous system and can your immune system handle the load of that mold? So there's a concept that I want to share here. It's called allostatic load. And we've talked about it a few times on the podcast, but it's super important to understand. If your immune system is a bathtub and there's only so much water that can fit in that bathtub, water represents stress, right? Either EMF stress, pollution, poor nutrition, psychosomatic stress, psychoneuroimmunology, thoughts becoming things, anxiety and depression. Think of all the ways that your body is taxed, either by mind or environment. And put that in a bathtub. As soon as that water starts to overflow from the bathtub, you've reached your stress capacity. There's no more stress that can be taken in. There's no more stress that can be processed. And so if your allostatic load is an 11 out of 10, and you literally cannot take any more stress, guess what happens when you walk into a moldy building? You're gonna start developing mold symptoms. Many of us, you could take four people from different walks of life, and you could put them in the same building with black mold. You could have them stay there for a week. One of them, two of them might get really sick. Two of them might feel great and never have any symptoms at all. Now, why is that? Let's get curious. It's because it's not about the mold. It's about the allostatic load. We've talked about this with Dr. Leland Stillman, MD, joshstrand.com/567, Secrets of Stress Disease Connection, the truth about psychoneuroimmunology and how to be well for life. And in this episode, Dr. Leland talks about this exact concept, that it's really, really easy to fall into this symptomatic, symptom-chasing mindset where as soon as you find out you have mold, and I've seen this, Mar, I've seen people go down the fucking rabbit hole where all they do is like thousands and thousands of dollars of tests, but they're not even looking at their psychoneuroimmunology. They're not even looking at their life or their stressors or their relationship or their job, which, by the way, y'all, that allostatic load set you up that mold is actually affecting you in a negative way. So it's very important that we talk about that first. Now, let's get to the practical. joshstrand.com/304. Dr. Ann Shippey is a mold expert. The hidden dangers of toxic mold and what to do about it. There's three specific things you can look at. Blood, urine, and air testing, right? You can go to Dr. Ann Shippey's website, annshippeymd.com. She has a GPL mycotox test. Now, look, the jury is still out on whether blood or urine is the best way to test for mold. So rather than going down the rabbit hole of this, if you have seen visible mold in your house, or you know, like, for example, I know Drew Canoli from Organifi pulled up his bed one day. He had an organic mattress, and the entire mattress below was covered in mold. So he was sleeping on a mattress of mold. God. That you might want to get your blood and urine checked out, right? You might want to really check that out. But be careful, everyone, with not becoming a symptom chaser, with not becoming someone that goes down the freaking rabbit hole of going, oh my God, I've been exposed to mold and I got to heal it and I got to test it. It's like, yes, you get to, and understand why your allostatic load is so high in the first place. Again, there's a great resource for you here, many resources for you here at joshstrand.com/629. Mark, we covered a lot of ground. I really loved how everything fed into one another, because whether it's with Tico, whether it's infrared light, or whether it's mold, all of these things are either bringing us back to love away from fear, or bringing us back to light away from darkness. What hit you the most about today's show? What do you actually pull from your own life, from your own experience as a human, that you can actually use in your human existence?
I think it's interesting how everything goes back to the nervous system. It's like if our nervous system is overloaded, we don't have the capacity to deal with relationship issues, with health issues, with anything really. So that's where the work starts.
Yeah. Is there any other place for it to start? It'd be easy if our parents gave us like a guidebook, but they didn't have one themselves. So give them compassion. Give yourselves compassion, y'all. We're figuring this out as we go along. And the fact that you're here even asking these questions, and by the way, you can submit all your questions, joshstrand.com/AMA. And make sure you go over to the show notes page today as well, joshstrand.com/629. Mar, thank you for being here again. I love our chats. I love our discovery. I love our curiosity. So until Mar and I see you again on another AMA next week, we're both wishing you love and wellness. We'll talk to you soon.
Doing the cold plunge and cold thermogenesis is fast becoming the number one way to increase your health and metabolism, which directly leads to weight loss. Let's hear from Ryan Dewey, the CEO and co-founder of Plunge, to learn more.
At this point, you've probably heard about cold plunging somewhere on the internet and wondering what all the hype is about. Well, here at Plunge, we like to take all the stress out of the problem by providing at-home cold plunge units that provide crystal clear cold water on demand. As opposed to lugging ice and getting that trough in place and dealing with dirty water, the plunge provides it always in there ready for you. Cold plunge is one of the greatest ROI tools that's out there. 2 to 3 minutes every single day, and you get the increased dopamine levels, a more resilient immune system, a regulated nervous system, and ultimately just a more calm, peaceful outlook on life. We truly believe that when you take the plunge, you change your life. We'd love for you to check us out and see what the cold plunge is all about.
Save $150 off your brand new plunge, plus get free shipping right to your home by heading over to joshtrent.com/plunge. Use the code WellnessForce. This is hands down my top daily biohack for longevity, inner peace, and mitochondrial health. Don't miss out on this special limited time deal. Head over to joshtrent.com/plunge. Use the code WellnessForce. Save $150 off your brand new plunge and a super special deal of free shipping.